The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's the Champions of the People Injury Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we've been bringing this show to you as well as other shows to you for years, trying to educate you and give you the information that you need to fight the insurance company on your injury claim. You know, we say it often and often. The insurance company is your enemy. They're going to try to beat you. They're going to try to defeat your injury claim. We go by the three Ds in our office, delay. They go by the three Ds, delay, deny, and defend. And that's what they're going to do. So you have to have a strategy. They've got strategies. They've got training. Their adjusters are well trained. Did you ever think about that? You're injured in a car crash. It's pretty emotional for you. It's pretty turbulent. You're kind of dazed and confused. You don't know what to do. Insurance companies are calling you. You know, that very first phone call that you make with the insurance company, or when they make it with you, it's very critical. It might seem friendly. It might seem okay, but it's not. They have their scripts. They know what they're going to ask you, and they know what forms they want to send to you. What do they want you to sign? Are you going to sign them? Do you know what to do? Do you really know what to do? Well, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Anytime, championsofthepeople.com, right on the homepage, there's two buttons. One button you can hit if you want to listen to our 30-minute show on what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster the very first time. Wouldn't that be important to you? What you need to know. Also, if you don't have enough time to listen to that show, there's another button on the homepage of championsofthepeople.com that you can hit that button, and there's a checklist. You can print it, PDF, downloadable, printable, of what you need to know before you make the first phone call. And by the way, there's some questions that you can ask the adjuster. That empowers you. And see what they say. And I bet you I can predict what they're going to say, but it doesn't matter. We're interested in protecting your rights. Every week, you can call us if you've been injured at 303. Right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll be glad to help you. All right, today we're going to talk about a portion of your injury claim. You've been injured in a car crash. That's our typical example. But we do cases, all kinds of cases all over the state of Colorado, as you know. You've been injured in a car crash. And then, Brad, sometimes people suffer financial losses. Sometimes they can't work. Sometimes they have trouble at work. Sometimes they can't. They do work, but their performance goes down. And then the defense and the insurance company and the lawyers always want their personnel or human records file.
That's right. They think that that's the way they're going to find out information about the plaintiff, about you, the injured person, that's going to be to their liking, that they're going to be able to find something special in the personnel records. We understand that we have office managers and we have people in offices that will sometimes take very, very meticulous notes about a person, and they keep track of that person. They keep track of what the different people are doing in the offices. And they keep track of what they think could be reasons for termination of a person's job when they want to terminate them, or when they want to reprimand them, or when they want to use it against promotion, or when they want to use it for promotion, or when they want to use it against that person's being able to get a raise in pay. And so there's a lot of stuff that can be in a personnel file that can be very confidential information. It can also be inaccurate. It can be information that an office manager has put in a file that means nothing to a person's case, but may mean something for the job. It may talk about interpersonal relationships within the office that have been discovered there, over which a reprimand was given, or where a caution was given. It could have there's so many different things that can be within the file. It can talk about the fact that somebody was sick years prior when they first started, and talk about what kind of illness they had that we've already talked about is not necessarily discoverable and probably isn't discoverable. So when they start trying to get into the personnel files of the employment of the employer, it's vital, it's very vital that you as the litigant, you as the person who's involved in the case, that you have a chance to stop just a outright turnover of all the documents and all the information that's in your personnel file, that you have the right to be able to stop that and be able to determine what is relevant to the proceedings that you're dealing with and get those turned over.
Think about this. You've been injured in a car crash, and it's kind of confusing to you. And your performance at work has been affected, or you're going to file a claim. And part of your claim, just part of your claim, not the entire claim, right, is your financial losses. Maybe you had to use your vacation time. Maybe you had to use your sick pay time. Maybe you can't work. Maybe you can only work half a day for 2 months. You know, some people walk in their office, they're never going to work again. Some people are going to miss two months, 3 months of work. If you have surgery, you got 6 weeks to 8 weeks of rehab and rehabilitation. You're going to miss work, so you're going to have a financial loss. And when you make the financial loss, think about this. The insurance company is going to fight you. How do they fight you? They got their own strategy. They have their own game plan. You can have your game plan. Their game plan is to beat you. Their game plan is to get information about you through your human resources file, your complete job file. Most of it's irrelevant. Most of it's not discoverable. But they want you to sign a release. Here, sign this release. We're going to send you some few forms. Don't you dare trust those words. We're going to send you a few forms, sign, and we're going to help you. And they always try to put pressure on you by saying, you know, we can't really help you unless you help us. We can't really adjust your claim and pay you unless you sign our forms. That's not true. None of that's true. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Brad and I have done cases all over the state of Colorado. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs, and we're here for you. And if you can't come to us, we will come to you. Brad, let's get into this a little bit further, because sometimes these, we call them personnel files, that's the old terminology, human resources files. You know, they have financial information, they have pay information, they may have family history, sickness information about your family history. You may have had to go on FMLA because of a family problem that has nothing whatsoever to do with your car accident claim, but they want the whole file. And why do they want it?
Well, they first of all, it's a deterring effect. If they thought they could convince everyone out there that, look, if you try to sue us or you try and get any money from us, or depending on how much money, if we end up in litigation, we're going to be able to delve into your private life and we're going to be able to get all this information. They see that as a way that's going to cause some people not to want to get involved in litigation, that they're going to try to say, okay, well, I give up. I don't want to pursue this any further, and I don't have a reason to pursue it any further, or there's too much personal information I don't want to give it out. So they see it as a deterring effect. They also see it as a way to cause some embarrassment to you, that maybe even if you start the lawsuit, will make you feel embarrassed about the fact that that might come out, that other people might see it and learn about it, know about it, that it's going to be something that's put in the public purview. If they can get the information and get it into some of their indexes and some of their computerized nationwide and worldwide computerized programs that is going to allow everybody to see it, they know that that's going to be something else that's going to cause you to say, as an injured person, well, it may not be worth it, and I certainly don't want that being broadcast. So they see it as a number of things that they can use as power to be able to manipulate you into either a settlement or not causing the case to go forward. They also see it as something that maybe you walk into court when you're going to trial, that you're afraid that they're going to somehow blurt out or say, or is going to get into the records or get in front of the jury, and then you have to deal with that embarrassment. So that it's clearly, they know when they're doing it. The defense attorneys know, the adjusters know, they know that this is not relevant information. They know that it has nothing to do with the case. It has nothing to do with your injuries. It has nothing to do with the claims you're making. But they also know that there's other ways to convince people not to make a claim or to give up on their claim.
You know, they don't just do this by mistake, right? They have a plan. You think they're just asking for your personnel file, your company file, your work files out of the goodness of their heart, or just by mistake? They have a script. They're trained. What do you have? Who do you have? Look, you need a strategy. You need strategies for every phase of your injury claim, and we're just talking about one part of the injury claim right now. You need what we call a legal game plan. We wrote a book on it. It's titled Legal Game Plan. You can get it free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. We've written 6 books. Two more books are in the process. Legal game plan. You need a strategy to beat the insurance company. And don't think you don't. You can't guess and win. You can't just hope and win your injury claim. But you can win the claim. Now, is there any protection for these files? Is there any protection for your work-related files? You know, Brad, briefly, let's talk about that. I mean, we have several cases in Colorado. You don't just have to sign their forms, but if you do, they're going to go get them all. But there's ways to protect it. And let's start with the Martinelli case.
Well, the Martinelli case says you have to apply a balancing test. And it's a case that talks about, you know, you have a person's right to discover information, a litigant's right to discover information about the case, and that would help them to defend the case or prosecute the case, but would give them the rights to be able to help them defend or prosecute the case. On the other hand, you have the right to confidentiality, you have the right to privacy, and that actually, believe it or not, stems originally from the 14th Amendment, if you start to think about that. The 14th Amendment talks about rights to privacy. And that's the, when you say confidentiality and right to privacy, and in this context, it's basically the same thing. You're saying one side or the other. But the Martinelli test or case tells the district courts to do a balancing test as to the need to know and the what you're going to learn versus the right to privacy and confidentiality, and just how much does the confidential information really apply to what you're saying.
I tell you what, you're going to have attorneys that fight for you with the Martinelli case. There are other cases as well. You can win this war. You can win the injury war. We're just talking about one part of your injury claim right now. Right after the break, we're going to go back into the Martinelli case and the other cases in Colorado to protect you. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. This is Your Legal Minute. What if you're hit by a driver that doesn't have any insurance? I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. I'm sorry, I don't have an insurance card. And you say, but you injured me, you T-boned me, you rear-ended me. My airbags went off. They deployed. My neck is killing me. I went to the emergency room. I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. I guess you're out of luck. But not if you do what we're going to tell you to do. Right now, you need to increase your own UM, that stands for uninsured motorist coverage, on your own car policy as soon as you can and as high as limits as you can. Period. That provides you a place to go to recover for your injuries when the other person doesn't have any insurance. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over 3 decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We formed our law firm in 1984. We have years of experience. Our mission, our vision from day one was to protect the injured victims from car accidents and traumas and all kinds of accidents and all kinds of injuries and help them and their families put their lives back together again. It requires effort. It can be done. Sometimes people don't want to file a claim. You want it all just to go away, but it won't go away. And when it dawns on you that it won't go away, I say this many times. I said it yesterday. About 5:30, I was meeting with somebody. I said, I'll tell you what, we say all the time, and I'm going to tell you right now on the radio. If you're thinking you've been injured, I don't know if I want to file a claim. Let's just see what happens on these injuries. That's fine. That's all fine. But if you don't take the proper steps right away, and if you don't have the game plan and the strategy right away, then the insurance company is going to hope you stumble, hope you make mistakes, fatal mistakes, and when you wake up in 2 months, one month, 6 months, and your symptoms haven't improved, they haven't gone away, and matter of fact, the doctor's recommending more treatment or MRIs or any other kinds of conservative modalities of treatment and or surgery and or injections, when it dawns on you that this is not going to go away. You better have taken the proper steps. That's why at Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. That's why we teach you. That's why we have these shows. We have all kinds of injury shows. This is not the only injury show we do. So, Brad, we're talking about the Martinelli case, but let's put it in perspective, because when you make an injury claim, you make a claim for your injury. You make a claim for your pain and suffering. We're not talking about those categories right now. You make a claim for loss of quality of life. We're not talking about those categories. There are those categories. What we're talking about, if you have any financial losses, some people say, I own my own business. Brad, you know, Brad and I have represented attorneys. We've represented insurance adjusters. We've represented architects. We represent people that are self-employed, landscape people, contractors. And so so they want to know what's your financial losses. How can you prove it? And then they want to get into your files. And we're talking about the Martinelli case. So let's break this balancing test down, because you do not have to automatically turn over all of your records.
No, you don't. And what's going to happen is if your lawyer's on the ball and doing what they're supposed to be doing, which I would hope most personal injury lawyers are doing that, when the demand or the request for release to get them at the personnel files comes to their offices, they're going to object to giving them that release to begin with. They're going to say, no, we're not going to give you that release, and we're going to instead get those records, and we're going to review them ourselves and determine what it is that needs to be protected and what we're going to redact. Now, your lawyer should err on the caution of redacting information. When I say redact, I mean you take a pen and you black it out. That's all it is. Or you have it on the computer and you white out that area, blank it. And what it is you're on the side of really your client, and you're going to redact it out if you even think any way, shape, or form it's some kind of information that they don't need in order to be able to pursue a defense of the case. And you've got to realize the issues in the case when it comes to looking at the employment records. And normally, the defense of the case when it comes to looking at the employment records are going to be what? It's going to be time lost and money lost as a result of the crash. So you start looking and saying, well, we need to pick up and we need to determine some kind of indication for them of how much money the client was making at the time of the crash. And in what manner or method were they being paid? Was the salary, was an hourly rate? What was it? Was it a commission or some hybrid of all those? And then once you decide that and you say that's what applies here, you need to start redacting everything else out. And you need to then be making a privilege log that's going to allow the courts to know what you've redacted out. Now, you've got to give a general description of what it is that you've redacted out, so the defense counsel has some idea of what it is. And then, the bottom line is, if the defense counsel starts demanding this stuff, you don't give it to him. You don't give it to him. You've taken the balancing test yourself. The balancing test is the lawyer. The balancing test is you. I want you, all of you who are sitting out there and listening to this, think about it. Think what could be in a personnel file. Now, we said earlier that we know the defense lawyers and the adjusters are aware of what's going on. They're aware of what they're doing. This isn't by mistake. It's I'm sorry, because a lot of them have worked their way up the corporate ladder. A lot of them have worked their way up the law firm ladder. They're out of large law firms, or they work for the insurance company themselves, and they know what kind of stuff is going into the file based on them, on their situation. So they know if they had to stay home because a spouse had some kind of health condition and they had to miss a month's worth of work, they know that's in that file. They're well aware that that's in their own file. And they know that if they were involved in a lawsuit, they most certainly wouldn't want that being disclosed. They wouldn't want it going out. But by gosh, they don't care about you, and they're going to make sure that they tread on your rights. So what you want to do is you balance it yourself. You say, what's the relationship of this particular entry in this case? Does it have any relationship? Does it have anything to do with this case? And also, sometimes if it's something that you don't want to reveal that might have some tangential relationship that really it doesn't have much, but is there, then you find if there's another way it could be disclosed without disclosing the embarrassing or the inappropriate or the invasive information that you're having to disclose.
You know, the point of the matter is you can protect your files. The point of the matter is you should. And the point of the matter is you should fight this situation because you can win the war. But you can't win the war by not knowing what to do. You have to have a strategy. If you've been injured, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. I don't care if it's been in a car accident, a motorcycle, bicycle, pedestrian, hit and run, a truck, big truck accident, commercial truck, commercial van. It doesn't matter. You can call us. And if you can't come to us, we will come to you. 303-795-5900, 795-5900. You come to Bella Pollock, you're going to meet with a licensed attorney, not an intake person, not somebody that's just going to gather facts and see you later. You're going to meet with a licensed attorney, and you're going to know your rights, and you're going to have a free initial consultation and a significant, meaningful, free legal game plan. Game plan. What does that mean? That means you're going to know what to do. When you walk out the doors of our offices, you're not going to be guessing anymore. You will be educated. We educate and advocate. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. It can be on the job, workers' comp cases. We do those. We do injury cases. We do premises liability cases. We do auto accident cases. 303-795-5900. You better have a strategy. We're talking about your personnel files. We're talking about your human resources department file right now because they want it. Because one part, not all, but one part of your claim might involve a financial claim, might involve loss of income, might involve impacting or affecting your job, your career. What if you're a computer expert and you've had a concussion and you can't focus anymore and you can't work on the computer and you think this is crazy and you go to the doctor and they say, that's pretty much the way it's going to be. Then you're going to make a financial claim. Then they're going to want your file. And they want to prove that you have something in your file that's detrimental to you. It's a fishing expedition. You must protect this. Can they ultimately get parts of your file? Yes. But they got to get the relevant, right parts of your file. You know, Brad, I think a lot of people don't understand that when you fight this and you can't agree, we protect the records, as you say. We redact them. We give a privilege log. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it for you. And the other side says, no, well, you need to give it to us. This matter can end up in the court's hand in what's called an in-camera inspection by the judge. Let's explain what that is.
Well, we go back and we say we've got these records that we've withheld. And the defense is saying they want them. So the defense has to walk in and prove that the information they're requesting is relevant to the subject of the action. So the first thing is they've got to show it's relevant to what's going on in the case. And we're not just talking about medical records. We can be talking about a business case. We can be talking about any kind of cases going on out there. A breach of fiduciary duty case. We can be talking about any of those and the fact that they now say, okay, we want this information. And then the party opposing discovery, has to show that it has a legitimate expectation that the requested materials or information is confidential and will not be disclosed. And shouldn't be disclosed. If the court determines there's a legitimate expectation of privacy for the materials, then the requesting party, the party that wants the information, has to prove that disclosure is required to serve a compelling state interest or that there is a compelling need for the information in this case. And then, if they're successful on that, they have to show that this is the least intrusive method by which to obtain this information from this source. So when you get a company, they walk in and they start saying, okay, we want to see all you own a business, you own your own business. So rather than being able to get personnel files, because there aren't any, we want to see all your computer files. We want to see all your books, all your records, all your jobs. We want to see how you bid them. We want to see what's been going on for the last 5 years with respect to the way you make your money. Now that's pretty invasive when you're talking about something like that. So then you're going to have a fight with the court, and you're going to start doing redacting information and doing your and protecting your information.
Right, and you can win this war. You can give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900. We've just been talking about one part of your injury claim, right? One part. If you claim loss of income, if you claim impaired earning capacity, if you claim that you're still working but it's going to affect you in the future, all those type and similar claims can be protected. You can fight for them. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. 303-795-5900. 5900. We're always there for you 24/7. You will meet with a licensed attorney because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.